Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Fiancé Friday. If you are new to the show, welcome, Monroe. What is Fiancé Friday?
Well, maybe you're suspicious of your fiancé. Are they faithful to you? And maybe the old liar, liar, pants on fire isn't doing it for you. You need something more elaborate.
Calling someone a liar doesn't work. You need to catch them in the act.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You need to make a spectacle of them.
And man,
absolutely.
I'll tell you, you can make a spectacle of someone.
Hello, dear.
One Jackson Carter.
So we have Jackson call up that person, offer a sensual couples massage, and we just see if they want to take you or they want to take someone else. Their secret lover, perhaps. Today, we're going to help out.
Wow.
Lover. Hi, Lewis.
Hello.
Hey, Lewis. So tell us what's going on. Kind of catch us up with your life and how we can help you today with Fiancé Friday.
Okay, so I am recently engaged.
Congratulations.
My fiance, thank you. We haven't set a wedding date yet because of COVID.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm calling in is my fiance, she's had a part-time job for a while. She just got a second part-time job for the evenings, three nights a week. There's something about her affect that makes me really kind of confused. She's always very positive, but she's very like happy to go to this job in the evenings, especially.
I just want to make sure I understand, Lewis, what's going on here. So your fiance, what's her name?
Her name is Gabby.
Gabby. So Gabby has one job and now Gabby has a second like part-time job as well.
Yes. For the evenings.
It's okay. For the evenings. Okay.
And you know, I have to say, I don't think anyone necessarily wants to work more, especially in these days. But
sure.
She seems very, very eager to go to this new job.
Not to get too personal. I know, you know, a lot of us are struggling right now. Things were upset by the pandemic, I would say. Is she maybe just needing to get a little extra scratch?
Yeah, you guys hurting for money?
I mean, we haven't kind of joined our finances yet. So, maybe she might want some more money for the wedding or something. I don't know, but I don't know. But at this point, there's just something about when she goes to this new job, she seems happier than I've ever been to go to work. I don't know. I guess I am being paranoid, but at the same time, it's a little. I don't know.
So if you're not guys haven't combined your money, then you haven't seen the paycheck.
Yeah.
Like, she's going somewhere and coming home, I assume. So
it could also mean, though, that she is massively in debt that you don't know about.
Oh, dude.
And needs that second
man.
Job
dude.
Just to make sure she doesn't, like, go to jail or something.
Right? Oh, man.
That would be my first thought. I mean, you know, maybe I'm a little more trusting, I suppose.
Cheating-wise, but debt-wise.
But debt-wise, yeah, I'm always like, oh, you're in debt? Me too.
Yeah. Lewis, we can help you out, man. We can try to make you feel better if you want. We can call up Gabby. We can offer a sensual couples massage. We can see if she wants to bring you or if she wants to bring this mysterious stranger who she sees three nights a week when she's claiming to go to work. Like, is that something you want us to do?
Yes.
Okay. All right, man.
Yeah.
I feel you're nervous. You're tense. I understand. We can do is try to find some answers for you, man. What we do need, though, is a friend of Gabby's that Jackson can use when we call her.
She's a friend named Taylor.
Taylor?
Oh, okay, Miss Swift.
Yeah,
Taylor Swift herself.
I would assume.
Yeah.
No way.
Okay, right, Taylor, got it. No.
Then this is what we'll do. We'll actually get Gabby's number from you. We'll call her up next, and we'll see if she wants to take you or someone else to the couples massage.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Fiancé Friday, we are trying to help out Lewis. So Lewis and Gabby are engaged. There is no wedding date set yet. COVID, you know, has kind of thrown a wrench in a few things. And lately, Lewis's fiancé Gabby has taken on a second part-time job. 3 days a week, she heads out at night, very excited to go. Seems to not mind working.
Sure.
And Lewis is going, I don't get it. There's no one like this who is this excited to leave. And he's like, bye, I'll see you later. And just disappears. And
yeah, I don't know though, man. I'm a real workhorse. I love working.
Yeah.
I would rather be at work most of the time, and especially doing what we do. Like, I just really
it's just
enjoy
fun.
It.
Yeah.
So I get where she's coming from on that.
Now Lewis says they don't have combined finances, so he's never seen a paycheck. He doesn't know, but he's like, financially we are okay. She doesn't need to be working, so that kind of throws him off. Lewis, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, cool. We're going to call Gabby. Just go ahead and like listen in. I just need from you permission to have Gabby on the radio.
Yes.
Okay.
You have my permission.
Jackson, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Hello.
Hi, is this Gabby?
This is she.
Hi, Gabby. This is Jackson calling from the JJM Massage Parlor. How are you today?
From where?
From the JJM Massage Parlor. Have you heard about us before?
Maybe. Yeah. What's your name?
My name's Jackson, and I'm actually calling. Your friend Taylor actually gave me your number. I'm kind of running into this a lot. I ask if people have heard about our massage parlor, and no one seems to know about us. We're newer in the market. We're just trying to get some word of mouth advertising. So I was hoping I could offer you a free massage. Is that something you might be interested in?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, Taylor said that you'd probably be into it.
Yeah, that's how I know this
one. Yeah, Taylor knew you real well. She's like, oh, yeah, first things first, call Gabby. So, yeah, she wanted to hook you up. I'm offering, like I said, just trying to get people in the door, let them experience our massage parlor for themselves, and then hopefully you'll go out and tell a couple of friends. I'm not even going to ask you to, like, post it on social media. I won't take any of your financial information. It's just totally free to create some word-of-mouth advertising.
I'll post it.
Awesome. The package I'm actually offering is our couples massage package. That's where you and a romantic partner would come down. You would have our massage room. You lay side by side while a team of massage therapists give you a 60-minute massage. And our massage therapists are awesome. They can do pretty much any kind of massage you'd like, deep tissue, hot stone, whatever you want. And then we move you and your partner over to our serenity room when your massage is done. And that's a room that we try to keep really romantic. Things just sort of everyone gets a little bit busy and we have a hard time getting time with our partners. So we want to make it a really romantic environment. It's just the two of you, 60 minutes, there's chocolate covered strawberries, there's champagne in there, aromatherapy.
What?
It's really nice. Honestly, that might be just as good as a massage.
This is so crazy and kinky.
Awesome.
Okay, I'm in.
All right. So like I said, this is normally like a $500 package. I want to give it to you for free. Let's get it booked. Your name's Gabby. I got that right, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. And what is the name of your romantic partner that you'd like to bring with you?
Okay, I want to take Lewis.
All right.
Perfect.
Uh-oh.
That's good news.
Yeah. Awesome. Hi, Gabby. How are you? My name is John. Jackson, you were just talking to. Monroe's here in the studio as well. We do a morning show actually here in town on Mix 105.1. In fact, you're... Fiance Lewis has been listening in as well. I'm glad you said his name for the sensual couples massage. Lewis, you want to say hi to Gabby and tell her what's going on?
Wait, Lewis.
Hey, honey.
Please
don't be mad.
Do hi. Are we going to couples massage?
Hi.
Or what? For real.
No. I actually. You know this job that you started, this part-time job you started for the evenings. I got paranoid, but I just wanted to make sure that you were, that there wasn't anything going on. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
I just wasn't sure.
We're cool. What?
So, Gabby, yeah, Lewis called us because it sounds like you've taken a second job and he's feeling like you sure seem excited to leave the house. And he's like, we don't need the money and... Like, where are you going 3 times a week? And it's he's just wanted us to make sure, like, you weren't maybe going to see someone else during this time.
Trick me? That's really weird. Babe, why can't you just talk to me?
Gabby, are you? Gabby, I can definitely get you a. Yeah, we'll figure that out. You know, do you mind just kind of like telling us, like, are you working a job? Is that what you are doing?
Yeah, but I'm just working.
Okay.
Doesn't everybody like try and work when they can? Make some money.
Are you just doing it to make some cash? Like Jack, that's what Jackson was thinking.
Yeah,
that it's just make
yeah,
it while you can.
We got a wedding coming soon, and like I got a lot to deal with. And yes, it's only 3 nights a week, but at least I get my mind off of things and I get to work, right?
Oh, it's kind of like stress relief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah, back home early and yeah. So, what do you think I was doing, babe?
I'm sorry, honey.
Let's just talk at home.
I don't mean to be mistrustful.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, how about this? We'll get you guys even better than talk at home. You could talk by having a nice massage
on
us.
Does
that work?
That sounds really good, by the way.
Awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.